The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, although it doesn't really feel that way yet, partially because it's been 60 degrees and rainy outside, as opposed to last year when I couldn't see the church across the parking lot from my house. But the way I really know that it's getting close to Christmas is because it's become cleaning time in our house. Because we're hosting everyone after the Christmas Day service, which ends up being mostly my family and a couple of other people, then coming over to the house afterward, that means that my wife needs to clean absolutely everything in order to be ready to host family, as if they're going to check inside my pantry for the expiration date on everything, as if they really care how well organized the medicine cabinet is. I mean, we could get very, very granular on this one. And if it were up to me, I would just say, "I have a toddler, blame everything on that," and just walk away. Because she is the embodiment of pure chaos. She's taken every ornament off the tree and just left them around the bottom every day for me to rehang after she's played with them all. But I would just take the out. But no, we are going to get as perfectly ready to host everyone as possible. But that sense of preparing for Christmas, we're very good at preparing for buying all of the gifts and making sure everything is cleaned up and making sure that everyone is properly taken care of, and we make sure we have enough gifts for everyone so that they didn't accidentally buy more for us than we for them and create some type of cosmic debt that we'll have to repay the next Christmas. I mean, there's plenty of things we can stress over in this time, but if we take a step back and think about what the last couple of gospel readings have talked about, preparing the way for God to come back. As we talked about last week, Advent is the season not only of preparing for Christmas, God's first coming that we know happened already, but also preparing for the second coming of God, where he comes back again into this world to create, as St. Peter said in the second reading, a new heaven and a new earth. How do we prepare for Jesus Christ to come again? And John the Baptist, in his utter weirdness, proclaims that we are to receive a baptism for the forgiveness of our sins, that we are to confess our sins and wait for God's coming in glory. And what does that really mean? Because sin is not just breaking the laws. We often interpret God as some type of cosmic Santa Claus who keeps a list of naughty and nice, and sins start to move us closer and closer to that naughty list. But in reality, sin is just separation from God. It's those times when we block God out of our lives, when instead of preparing a straight path for him, we put up brick walls because it would be more comfortable for us to stay in the ways that we are rather than invite in a God who will change our lives. Sins are not just doing bad things to other people, but sin is the painfulness of worry, of fear, things that keep out the peace of God from our lives. Because how do we prepare for God to come? As St. Peter says, we are to be found in peace living in the faith and hope that we say we profess. It's one thing to come here on Sunday and profess that we hope for a new heaven and a new earth that's going to come and make all of these difficult problems of this world go away and be better, and then go out into the world fearful and living as if we don't actually believe that's going to happen. If we're waiting to be peaceful until the world starts actually being peaceful and nice and put together, then I'm sorry, we're not going to get there anytime soon. Instead, God calls us to be peaceful in the midst of the chaos, to choose to be peaceful in the midst of a world that is far from perfect or far from put together, is still very broken, but instead to look forward to that coming of God, to make a straight path in our lives that is able to live in peace, waiting for that moment because we believe in our hearts that it will come. Even as we see all of the craziness and hectic things in the world today, we may still look at them in peace. For if we wait until the world is actually comfortable to try to find a state of peace, a state of calm in God, then we will be waiting for a very long time. As Peter said, God's time is a lot longer than our time. He's not just being slow about things, but if we're looking for God to come back the next day, we might be waiting a while. The disciples were actually, as you can read in the letters of Paul, greatly annoyed that Jesus didn't come before their lifetimes were up. They thought they were living at the very end of the world, and it wouldn't be much longer. And then, instead of Jesus coming back and making everything perfect, the Roman Empire fell, the temple was destroyed, the world became even more and more dark and difficult. But instead, God calls us to face those challenges in peace, to find in our hearts the ability to make a path for him to come in and there find a little bit of that new heaven and new earth even before it comes. For the eschatology, the study of the last things in the New Testament is always already and not yet. The kingdom of God is coming but is not yet already here but is breaking into the world. Jesus Christ has vanquish the power of evil, and yet there still is evil, but it is going away. It's always that it is here and still coming in. But if we prepare our hearts to receive him, if we are able to get rid of those sins that block him out in our lives, then we may find a little bit of that peace, of that new heaven already, even despite the craziness of the world that we still live in. So as we prepare for this Christmas season, as we celebrate the first coming of Christ, looking forward to the time he comes again in far greater glory than the baby in Jerusalem, let us look forward and prepare a way for him into our hearts, that we, in the midst of this dark and crazy world, may find the peace and hope that awaits the full coming of his kingdom. Amen.